We are up to Simen Kuf Chaf Tes. We'll be doing the entire Simen. Ein Nesias Kapayim Ela B'Shachris U'Musif U'V'Ni'ilo B'Yom Shiesh Bo'Ni'ilo Kimo B'Yom HaKippurim. Nesias Kapayim is only in Shachris, Musif, and Ni'ilo on a day that has Ni'ilo such as Yom Kippur. Remember, this is all the Mechaber's Shita, that Nesias Kapayim is daily in Shachris as well. The Ramo will remind us that he gave us a different minag. The minag Ashkenaz in most of the world is only to do Nesias Kapayim on Yontif and only in Musaf. Avaloba Mincha. There is no Nesias Kapayim in Mincha, even according to the Mechaber, and even in Eretz Yisrael, where even Ashkenazim have it every day, but not Mincha. Why is that? Mishum deshchicha shichrus bi'osa shah. Because since that is after the azman that people eat, it is common for people to have drunk wine. And the halach is that a kohen that drank cannot do nesias kapayim. Shem yia kohen shikur, that maybe the kohen will be shikur. The definition of shikur is not necessarily drunk. We already learned that shikur means that he had a revius of wine. V'gozru b'mincha shol tainis oto mincha shar yomim. So really, on any tainis at mincha, a Kohen should be able to duchen because he's fasting. There's no reason why he should have drunk wine. Nevertheless, there's a low pluk. Chazal made a gzera. They said that a time mincha v'tainis, they also don't do nesias kapayim as a gzera otu mincha every other day of the year. Aval b'tainis she'em bo ne'ila. On a tainis that where there is no ni'ila. So the way it came out was, say on Yom Kippur, mincha there is no nesias kapayim, but ni'ila there will be nesias kapayim. Aval b'tainis she'em bo ne'ila. How about the other tanesim where there is no ni'ila? Ho elu tfilis mincha samach l'shkiyas achama hidom elu tfilis ni'ila. So the minig was dafka to daven mincha late on a tainis and give it something of the form of tfilis ni'ila. And therefore, einam is chalefes b'mincha shel shar yomim. It is different than a regular mincha. The minig was to daven mincha early the rest of the year, and only to daven mincha late on tanesim where there is no ni'ila. Therefore, mincha of a tainis where there is no ni'ila takes the place of ni'ila on Yom Kippur, and therefore there would be nesias kapayim. Hilkach yeshpa nesias kapayim. Therefore, there is nesias kapayim. Vahminig shalanu, the Rama says, Kfar Nizbar Liel, the minig of the minig Ashkenaz of not duchening anyway the rest of the year and only in Musaf just before they go and eat. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue that it is mutter to make Kiddush already after Shachris. So why is it that we're only afraid that the Kohen had a revius of Yayin before Mincha? How about before Musaf? It should be usur to do Nesias Kapayim at Musaf, mechashash, that a Kohen made Kiddush and cannot duchen. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the issue of drinking is an issue that we think that a person will have drunk, a Kohen will have drunk during the Suda. Before Musaf, although you're allowed to eat, you're not supposed to have a Suda. You can only have a Kabeitzim and Tzumtzum. You can't have a full, you cannot have a full Suda. So there they were not choshish for Shechus. Siv Beis, Kohen she'ovar v'olo l'duchen b'yom kippur b'mincha. A Kohen that went up to the duchen on Yom Kippur at mincha. Remember, practically speaking, the only mincha that we apply the din of lo plug to is the Yom Kippur on mincha. Because all the other tanesim, we said, since we daven mincha late, they take place of ne'ila, and there is nesias kapayim. Yom Kippur is the only one where there's ne'ila, and there's mincha, and as a result of it, we don't do nesias kapayim at mincha because of the low plug. So what happens if on mincha, on Yom Kippur at mincha, a kohen went up? Kevin shadavar yadua shein sham shichrus hareza nose eskapov. Since it's only a low plug, and everybody knows for a fact that this man did not drink, so he does nesias kapayim ve'ein moridin osa. We do not make him go off. In other words, even though it's not as man that Chazal were metaken nesias kapayim, nevertheless, Chazal do not want us to be morid him. So no one thinks that the reason why they told him to go down is not because it's not as man of nesias kapayim, but because there's something questionable about his kahuna. Hagos, says the Ramah, therefore, Elachein omrim b'mincha b'yom ha-kippurim elachein v'lakei avoseinu afagav dein royal nesias kapayim mikol makom hoil v'mol alo yered mikri k'tzas ro'ui. He's talking about the alakeinu v'alakei avisenu borchenu that takes the place of nesiyas kapayim. So why is it that it's not said at mincha during the year? Since during the year there's no duchening at mincha, so you don't say alakeinu v'alakei avisenu also. How about on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, since the halacha will be im olo lo yered, since the halacha will be that since everyone knows the man hasn't drunk, then if he went up, we don't make him go down. Therefore, it's considered roi ksas for nesiyas kapayim. Therefore, we say alakeinu v'lakavaseinu. So this is the halacha that mincha on Yom Kippur, we say alakeinu v'lakavaseinu barchenu. V'chein nogim dinas elu, af al pishi yesh cholkim. So even though there are those that say otherwise, that you shouldn't say alakeinu v'lakavaseinu then because it's not the zman of nesiyas kapayim, nevertheless, the minag is to do that. The Mishnah Berura says that with regard to alakeinu v'alakei avisenu on a regular tainus, so in the places where there's no nesiyas kapayim during the year, on a regular tainus, if mincha is davened late, since the tainus takes the place of ne'ilah, you're supposed to say alakeinu v'alakei avisenu barchenu. How about people that fast a half day on Erev Rosh Hashanah? Do you say alakeinu v'alakei avisenu then? Since it is not a taina, the regular taina tzibur, the halacha is that you don't say alakeinu v'alakei avisenu barchenu, and there would certainly not be any nesiyas kapayim.